Mining in Space, Part 1. The mining leaders of the world have long ago recognised the fact that natural resources do not have an infinite existence. Take, for example, the long abandoned mines of our Canterbury Plains that I wrote about in an earlier segment. In many places around New Zealand, the damage done to landscapes are being attributed to the mining industry, who worked out the mines and then left them to nature as they abandoned the sites in search of other more lucrative locations. However, the same story would repeat itself at other sites because eventually the earth will give all it has to the taker, who will continue to abuse nature until it is absolutely stripped of all former glory. And it is not just precious metals such as gold and silver mines that we're talking about. We're also talking about certain stones popular in the building industry, the quartz rock that's known as silica sand and where my own family benefits, the lime that's taken out of the lime works just south of Hastings in Hawke's Bay. Yes, it's wonderful getting an annual annuity from these types of land investments. However, when one visits the actual places, one can only be saddened by the effect that has left the environment so barren and ugly. So what happens when the earth has vomited all that it can give? The search will continue in the outer regions of our space. Yes, already now in 2017, those who stand to gain the most are already investing their time and energies into going beyond where man has never been in search of valuable resources that those of us here on Earth demand on a daily basis because of the innovative way these same materials have been touted to us as being the only way to live life. Take aluminium foil, for instance, as an example. And that is the end of part 1.